You know, faith in my fellow man was certainly given a lift recently. I needed to get my 96-year-old disabled mother-in-law into a chiropodist in Plymouth, where nowhere left legal to park, I was obliged to park in a no-loading area that most certainly would have attracted the attention of the little white traffic control van with a distinct possibility of a fine. But to my rescue came an angel in the disguise of a traffic warden, who not only advised me of the financial dangers of parking there, but actually took on the task of getting my mother-in-law into the chiropodist. A few days later, I was in a restaurant in Plymouth and got talking to a family who were visiting the West Country to scatter parents' ashes, and after some pleasant chatting that must have made them feel certainly welcome, I went to pay the bill, only to discover that the visitors had paid. They say that things comes in threes, and it must do, because the following day I was in a printer's getting a welcome home poster made up for my son-in-law returning from Afghanistan, and when offering up my money, it was refused with the comment, "Have it on me for what he's done for us." We need to stop and think at times that goodness and kind hearts are all around us, and we ourselves should never be afraid of showing our gratitude for the sacrifice made by others on our behalf.